You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Sad news for those of you who are old school. A guy who starred in two of the biggest television shows in history. One was the Mary Tyler Moore Show in the 70s, and then The Love Boat in the 70s and throughout the 1980s. He played Captain Steubing on The Love Boat. Gavin McLeod has passed away.
Oh.
And that is too sad. He was 90 years old.
Dang.
Ed Asner was on the shows too, and he tweeted out saying, Betty, meaning Betty White, it's just you and me now.
Oh, God. That's a sad tweet.
It was. In his tweet, he also said, Gavin, I will see you in a bit.
Oh.
So Captain Steubing has left us. What else is trending?
Trending here locally for the first time in more than 20 years, Colorado. We're getting a new area code starting April 12th of 2022. Telephone customers in Denver, the Denver Metro, will get a new area code, 983. That's if you get a new cell phone or a new line added to your house or something. Your current one's not going to change, but if you get a new one, you're going to have to dial, or your friends will have to dial, 983, and then your digits.
So wasn't it about 25 years ago that we got 720?
That's what it said, approximately 25 years ago.
Okay. And I remember what a big to-do that was. You mm-hmm. probably remember, too.
Yeah.
Like we got 720, whoa, and people were stunned. They didn't know how to handle it.
I remember the big stink when you had to start dialing area codes versus just the number. And we were like, oh, we got to dial three more numbers? We're so lazy.
And it became a thing in Denver that you wanted desperately to have a 303.
That's the original, man.
And you felt like people looked down their nose at you. Now, what about this 983?
983. Yuck. They said 303 came about in 1947, so that one's been around for a while. Yeah, I got a 720. I'd rather have a 303.
A lot of people moving here.
I know, man. What else is going on locally? Oh, we talked about this a little bit ago. Denver police, they're investigating a woman who drove her car into multiple headstones at Fort Logan National Cemetery yesterday. I was out there. It must have happened after I left. She sideswiped two vehicles, drove through the cemetery at full speed, and just started plowing into headstones, ended up in some sort of little ditch, ravine-looking thing. Apparently drunk, Dom. Get drunk and go drive through the cemetery.
That's sad. Heartbreaking for all the people
on
who have family
levels,
there.
Multiple levels. Multiple
Lock her
levels.
Up.
No joke. Ugh. Colorado public health officials have removed restrictions on large gatherings. Effective today. So there's no mask issue or no number, no head counts for gatherings now. You can just all go hang out together. I saw that Coors Field upped their capacity to 35,000 at the stadium. Ball Arena's at 10,500. And then Dick's is going to be at full capacity July 1st. There's still a few mask requirements for unvaccinated people in various locations like the DMV and jails and schools and things like that.
It's probably not irony, but it's something that the sporting venue mm-hmm. that's allowing the most people is with the team that fewer
well,
people want to see.
I was going to say, they're at 35,000 capacity, but really, do they need
really?
To worry about hitting that?
It's going to get to the point where you can be sitting over on the first baseline and be able to have a conversation with somebody sitting over on the third baseline.
How's
just yell
going?
Across.
Everything's great.
Did you think that was a strike? No.
They
I didn't
suck.
Either.
Yeah, they totally suck. Here's the worst news of the week. Costco has announced they're bringing back those free samples this week. Right now. They're in there. Yeah. Some changes to how the food is given out because of COVID-19. They're increasing safety protocols, including the samples being behind protective plexiglass. Okay. They're going to be made in smaller batches, and they're going to be handed out one at a time to customers, Dom. So that means the holdup is going to be even longer now while I'm in there shopping.
How was it not one at a time before?
You could just flood the little sample cart, and that poor little old woman... You know all those people coming at you, mm-hmm. eating your little samples of Hot Pockets? Now she's going to be handing out one at a time.
I told you my idea, because I'm an idea man, is to take a section of the store and make it just the sample section, and people drive, push their carts through almost like a drive-through, and you can just push your cart up and down the sample row.
And
take it away
idea.
From all the other stuff.
Eliminate the samples. Not necessary. Costco, you've been doing fine through the pandemic without the samples. People
yeah, but you
in
know what
out.
It is? Money talks, my friend. And these companies pay huge money to Costco in order to sample their goods.
I know.
That's all it is.
I know
is.
How
it's
it all works,
money.
But it just bogs down traffic. New term for road rage. Did you see this?
I love it. I was just writing a piece about it.
It's coming out of the University of Houston. If you get angry behind the wheel a lot, you may be experiencing accelerousal. I think I'm saying that right. Accelerousal.
It is. It's accelerousal.
Arousal is anything that causes stress, so it's not, you know,
sexual.
Necessarily sexual.
Although some people might get off on it, I guess.
Oh.
Yeah, but to be aroused
I'm going
is not necessarily
so fast.
Sexual.
No,
arousal.
But it's, you know, yeah, it's a heightened sense of, so accelerousal. And I get it. My God, I drove that Tesla a couple weeks ago. I have never driven anything like that.
Mm-hmm.
And it made me feel kind of funny when you hammer it.
You couldn't stand up out of the car for
about
2 minutes,
I
right?
No joke. It's like there's a tingle that goes over your body. And
your shirt out. And
the smile on my face for like the next half hour after I drove that thing. I was like, oh, my God.
You know, and the funny thing about this story, too, is, you know, everything that a person could be guilty of is never, ever, ever, ever their fault. It's always your parents' fault. And so they are blaming accelerousal on genetics. They're saying it's because of your parents that you have road rage.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
It's genetic. You've inherited that trait.
The lead foot. The heavy foot. Real quick, here's your Fat America. Maybe you can sample these at Costco. The pizza company DiGiorno. They are combining, it looks like a pizza and donut. It's like a pizza donut hybrid. And it's exactly what it sounds like. It's donuts filled with mozzarella cheese, then topped with pizza sauce and more cheese, and then they put like pepperoni crumbles on top of it. So it's just a stuffed donut pizza looking thing. It's essentially
a
Hot Pocket, just in round form. I'd eat
and
that.
And sweeter, though, I would imagine.
No, there's nothing sweet about it.
The donut part isn't sweet?
Oh, yeah, maybe you're right. The dough?
I mean, who cares?
Bottom line, don't eat that.
Who cares? Neither you nor I will ever
don't
eat this.
Don't eat that at all. All right, let's do clickbait.
Clickbait.
Head on over to our Facebook. It's Dom and Jeremy on the FB. Check out this picture. Somebody was scrolling around looking at satellite images on Google Maps, and they found a plot of land in Salt Lake City where somebody mowed a rude word into the patch of grass on the lawn with an arrow pointing to the neighbor's house.
Will you put this on our Facebook page?
Oh, we're all grown-ups. It's
well,
a naughty
no,
word.
But still.
A naughty word with an arrow pointing to the neighbor, and he mowed it in the lawn. It's actually really well done. I'm impressed by his mowing skills.
I can't deny that. What I really want to know is the story behind it.
I know, me too. Why is that person that word? It's naughty. Check it out, bro. It's on our Facebook. Search Dom and Jeremy.
Clickbait.